Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 27th of January 2026. Today's topic is, His Brethren Talked With Him. Our text is taken from Genesis chapter 45, verse 12 to 18. Verse 12, "And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither." And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren, and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye. Lade your beasts, and go, get you unto the land of Canaan. Verse 18, And take your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Key verse, Genesis chapter 45, verse 15. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren, and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. How would you feel if you suddenly come face to face with someone you have offended, particularly if your evil actions were uncovered? Joseph's brothers would have been very troubled and ashamed. Judah would have looked into the eyes of Simeon and Reuben, into those of Levi, and so on and so forth, but it was too late to apportion blame. They all were guilty before their innocent brother. Though the Bible does not give us the details of what each of them told Joseph, yet it is certain they would have said sorry for the great wickedness they did to him. They would have been surprised by Joseph's kisses of love and tender tears of forgiveness, which, ordinarily, they knew they did not deserve. Here we can see the beauty of making peace. The one who was offended was quick to forgive, and the ones who offended were quick to sincerely say sorry. Joseph saw a great change in the lives of his brothers. For example, Judah spoke passionately. He was not only ready to give away his freedom, but also his life for that of Benjamin. Who has offended you? Or rather, who have you hurt? Do you observe that it was that Joseph who was hurt, who first took steps to reconcile with his brothers? He is very much like our Lord Jesus Christ, who first paid the price of our redemption, before he calls us to repentance. Today, pray and forgive those who have offended you and ask for forgiveness from those you have offended. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you for having forgiven me. Give me grace to forgive those who have offended me. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Matthew chapter 5, verse 42 to 45. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.